you experienced 9 deployments and 6 permanent change of stations. You, from your personal experience, you know, how did you manage with all of this?
You know, whether it's your first PCS or your 6th PCS, you can do so much with planning, being prepared, and then the execution part just falls into place. I will share, there's several steps that you need to consider when you hear the first PCS or I'm receiving my orders news. And I want to start with letting our listeners know that it's important to put aside money in a PCS fund. So when you're moving from location to location, of course, your permanent change of station, it's easier said than done, but I highly recommend putting together a little bit of nest egg, if you will, so that you can utilize that during your journey. You know that you might be able to, you know you're going to actually be able to utilize that with anything that might come up during that move, whether it is hitting a flat tire on your way, or when you get to your new location, perhaps that down payment for your rent, or a security deposit, or utility deposit. So having that available and not cutting into your family's budget is always a great first move. Next, you want to prepare for the increased cost of living expenses. Sometimes our military families fail to realize that there might be some adjustments in their allowances that they have. So I highly recommend visiting the actual websites for the locations where you're going to finally reside. And that will give you an indication how much your basic allowance for housing is going to be and how that's going to change from geographical location to geographical location. Then, the most important thing is taking advantage of your permissive temporary duty. This is really your opportunity to be boots on the ground, if you will, house hunting and looking at those communities that really fit into your family's world. This is where you're going to spend the next 2 to 3 years of your life. So if you have the opportunity and it's given to you to go, I highly recommend you take advantage of that time. And you can go to the communities. For me, traveling with small children, I was always looking for the tricycles, the little Tykes basketball courts. As they got older, a park or a basketball court, something that they could get to and immediately start making friends. Typically, of course, families move in the summer. So the great news is they can get out there, make some friends, and then it's not so intimidating that first day of school. And finally, if you do have to use your USAA bank credit card, you know that you have a benefit available to you. And I'm here to share that you should utilize that Service Member Civil Relief Act benefit. That can reduce your credit card rate for your USAA credit card down to 4%. So those are some things to really start considering early on.
And for those who move, you know, looking at homes, is hunting homes down is pretty tough process. So how can you make your home selling and buying process quicker and easier?
You know, that's a great question. And you always want to make sure that you're doing research for what the home values in your current community are running at, as well as where you're going to go, because you want to get a good deal at both ends if you own that home. But something to consider as a military family on the move, you want to also look at conditions in that market that you're moving to. Do you necessarily want to buy? Is it a good market? Take a look at the trends. How long does it take to sell a home? How long does it take to find a home? And take into consideration as well the overall cost of ownership of a home. And it might not be the right time for a military family to necessarily purchase. So those kinds of things you have to look at. And then, of course, we have great tools at USAA.com. where you can take a look, really only almost virtually, in our USAA member community, where you can chat live with perhaps those that are already stationed in your new military installation and ask those questions and get real live in the moment answers to some of those basic real estate questions. Great places to live, because you are looking for that security at the end of the day, and where your children will feel comfortable, where you'll feel comfortable, and where the family can really enjoy that time.
And I was taking a look at one of the topics that you talk about what should you pack and move versus what should the government pack and move. What did you mean by that?
Great questions, and let me clarify all of those for you. You actually have several decisions to make when you hear the word PCS. Of course, you're starting your plan, but then you also want to consider, do you want the military to move you end to end? That means they're going to come to your home, pack you up, move you to your new location, unpack everything for you, take the trash, and go. That is the simplest way to move, of course, because it's taking the pressure off of you and your family. The other end of the spectrum is called a personally procured move, PPM. And that is where the military or the government pays you to move yourself. And in this situation, a lot of times military families believe this might be a good opportunity to make a little bit of a cash bonus, if you will, because I'm going to move myself, I'm going to save the government the money, they're going to pay me. But this adds a lot of extra stress. It sometimes can be unnecessarily added. But again, it depends on the family and their situation and if it's worth that. I can tell you from moving six times, I have helped many, many of our friends unpack their boxes. And that's just the reciprocal behaviors of that you'll find in a military community is helping one another. So those are some of the things to really consider. Now, for myself, we did a partial move. We would actually have the government move most of our things, but we would put a trailer on the back of our car and put all of the items that were irreplaceable in that trailer and move them ourselves. And those are things that I couldn't put a price tag on. However, they had sentimental value or things that I didn't want to have destroyed or perhaps wind up missing or delivered to the wrong house. And so those are things that we decided to do as a family because it fit our need. And one thing to consider no matter what is going on and how you decide to move, be it government or yourself, is to fully protect your belongings. And at USAA, we do offer renters insurance policies for as low as $12. So that is something to keep in mind, peace of mind, protecting the family and making sure that you and your family are comfortable when you go and that you have that plan in place and that you're fully protected.
What are some ways that you can also fully protect your relationship? Because moving is stressful as it is. What about the stress on relationship? What can military spouses do to keep their relationship running smoothly? What are some of the resources out there for these couples?
PCS time can add a lot of stress, not only just for the move itself, relationships, and of course the children as well. You have to take all of those things into consideration. The one thing that I have found in my past in moving experience, the spouse network is so strong. We really do lean on each other fully. And what I mean by that is we always share helpful tips and advice in order to make this the process go smoother. And that can also be listening and lending advice, perhaps, if it is getting kind of a stressful situation between you and your spouse. But keeping the lines of communication open, always having that plan. And if I could draw you to USAA.com to take a look, we do have a valuable tool that will actually keep some of that stress at bay, and it's called our PCS Guide. And you can find that once you go onto USAA.com. In the search bar, you can actually type in three letters, PCS, and it will take you to a guide. And in that guide, it'll actually give you all of the things you should be thinking about to alleviate that stress. So hopefully by taking those proactive steps, there's not going to be that much strain on that relationship, which will really allow you the full joy of getting the children involved, of finding that new place where they're going to live.